But in the investment, I don't think that this is the intent of this, or would ever pass any in law. But I think the purpose of this is not for any special interest group or anything, it's to encourage investment of our like for any particular project. It's not being lobbied for one particular project, just a general purpose of this is to encourage development of and capital expenditures for to try to encourage our investors to invest in our resources to so we can have more revenue.
I would concur in Representative Cowdery's statements. You've raised a number of the questions and concerns that were brought out last year. The intent, I think, is, you know, for what intent purpose has, it's one of the major things to look at in the bill, and the committee should do whatever is necessary in refining the legislation to meet the intent of increasing development, diversifying the economy, increasing employment bases in regions or in local areas. And the questions you have about transfer of credits, whether a combination would outweigh the investment itself, are things that need to be looked at and will be addressed when the technical people and those groups that support this legislation from around the state say when they address the committee next week.
Thank you. I just had passed a note. The Arctic Circle limitation is justifiable on environmental grounds, you might say. The Geophysical Institute has noted that in the past 10 years there's been a significant buildup of what's called Arctic haze, which is essentially air pollution from one Russian installation on the Tamir Peninsula, because the Arctic Basin is essentially a closed air system, and the impact of that on the climate is much more noticeable. If we had a system of the possibility of it behaving just like the Mendenhall Valley down here, it should not be public policy to encourage industrial installations north of the Arctic Circle.
There also is the incentive to produce north of the Arctic Circle is quite evident in the first place, where it's not quite as evident to for similar development or other development south of the Arctic Circle. And this legislation hopes to add that incentive. The tax credit really is not a major fiscal impact from the information we had last year. The offsetting balance is while you're losing taxes on one hand, you're increasing higher, at, you know, Alaskan higher end regions, local regions, economies, employment base. The things that the benefits that come with economic development. And it's our belief that those that would be generated from this bill are of a greater benefit than the offset loss in tax revenue.
Okay. Some additional questions, President Winter?
I would ask the committee to request the testimony of the Department of Law on that question. But my concern is, obviously, that those who are making those investments north of Arctic Circle are going to take advantage of it to the fullest extent they can. You know, it's, I don't know if it's a residency question of where the equipment is residing. If you can do it in one area, take it out in another. I question whether you can. But the importance over the whole concept is screwed up because of some lawsuits, because we're getting into that. Second question is, do we have a date set? And we're talking about next week.
What would be your request to date?
I believe it's the 5th.
The 5th? We'll donate the entire meeting time for our testimony. We'll only get testimony again at that time, too. Some of the decisions and all that kind of thing. Give you a chance to digest that information. Are there additional questions? Yeah. Thank you, Jeff. Is anyone else to be heard on this piece of legislation? If not, then we'll adjourn until tomorrow.